That's funny. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers if you need to reach us. Let's go to the hotline now and welcome, I believe for the first time, this is Mayor Jane Castor. Your Highness, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
Have you gotten any sleep in the last week or so?
Yeah, a little bit.
It seems like
it's all good.
Every day, and then certainly you're probably going through this, every day things change and it's hard to keep track. But the most important thing is that we should all be washing our hands and staying in the house.
Yes, actually, not necessarily staying in the house, just staying away from each other. You know, if you need to go for a run or just take a walk outside, you're more than welcome to do that. We just need to keep that physical distance, 6 to 10 feet from everybody.
Yeah, and you're supporting staying in the house for, a shutdown where we all stay inside. I saw Rick Kreisman said the same thing. Do you think that that's going to happen soon enough?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's going to happen soon enough. I think we should have done it some time back. But hopefully it will happen very soon. Pinellas County is talking about going to a stay-at-home. We have the emergency policy group, and they decided to discuss a curfew on Thursday. But really, the curfew is more burdensome. If you tell people you have to be inside your house from 10 o'clock at night till 6, everybody's going to go out at 9 p.m. to the grocery store or wherever they need to go, and you're going to have groups of individuals together. Stay-at-home, you can go out if you need to in the middle of the night. If you need to go to the pharmacy, you can do that. You can. The whole point, the overarching goal, is to keep people away from each other, keeping that physical distance so that we can stop the spread of this virus.
I have not had a hard time doing this. I don't mind. I'm actually finding the benefits of this. I'm spending more time with my kids. I'm using my pool way more than I've used it before. And I don't think this has been so bad. But obviously, it's hurting people who are losing work. And if we do this and we shut it down, say we shut it down pretty solid, we say, "Hey, we're going to do this for 3 weeks." Is there a time that you think if we do this that, hey, after a month we could reopen again? Like, that's the plan, or do we really not have any idea?
We really hope so. You know, there are a lot of unknowns with this virus, but also when people say shut down or stay at home, they think that the entire community is going to be shut down, and that's not the case. There is a list of essential services, and that includes just a myriad of, you know, your pool. If you need somebody to come and clean your pool, your yard needs to be mowed, plumber, electrician, manufacturing, health. I mean, all of that falls into essential services. Again, just keeping that distance from each other. It's okay for the person to come and clean your pool. Your kids just can't be in it while that's happening. So, you know, those kinds of things, just to keep each other away from one another so we can stop the spread.
If you go to tampagov.net, there's an emergency page there that pretty much has all the phone numbers and the information that you need. You can go there and find out anything you really need to find out. Are we prepared utility-wise for the influx of water usage and electricity and all the things that you know, especially electricity with the air conditioners running now mostly at full time, people are home all the time? Are we prepared for that?
Yes, we're prepared for that. You know, the city of Tampa is open. We have all of our essential services. You know, our team is working hard to keep the water flowing. You know, that's another thing too, like the run on bottled water, your water from the faucet. Our water went through wards on a regular basis. So just turn on that faucet, trash pickup, wastewater, everything that we need to be running is running. And all of our first responders are out there. And you know, what we keep saying is please stay home for us so that we can be there for you. And it's just very important. My gauge for success would be Netflix crashing. That means everybody's at home and watching TV.
That's probably true. We're talking to Mayor Jane Castor. Again, I want to stress that all the information that you need if you have emergency questions is, because I'm on this page right now, and there's FAQs, there's information about the virus itself. If you are somebody I went through this. I had my son early on in this had a fever, and I panicked, called my doctor, and he said, don't go anywhere. Stay home. The kid's young. He's not high risk. Watch his fever. But if you're somebody now who feels like maybe you're up there in age and you're not feeling good, what is the best course of action to take? Do they go to one of these testing sites? Should they go to an urgent care first? What's the best thing to do?
No. Neither of those.
Good.
The best thing to do is to call your health provider. And if for some reason someone doesn't have insurance, then call the health department. Because the last thing that we need are individuals showing up at hospitals or the doctor's office, because then you're going to take a physician and probably several other medical professionals out of service, and they'll have to go into quarantine. So you call your health provider, and they basically will screen over the phone. A lot of telemedicine, too. TGH, I know TGH and BayCare share the same telemedicine provider. Advent, HCA, all of them have telemedicine. So you can call in or go online and basically be face-to-face with someone. So do that. Get screened over the phone before you go anywhere. And also, all of your listeners can text Tampa Ready to 888-777 and Tampa Lista to 888-777. We also have had a call center up for over a week. It's 833-TPA-INFO, and individuals will answer whatever questions that you you may have about this virus. So we've got all the information out there. We just need everyone to take it seriously so that we can get out from under it. We're also doing everything we can to help our small businesses. We certainly understand the financial impact of this, and we literally have people ready to walk small businesses through the application of that bridge loan that the governor, that $50 million that he's put out. And we're keeping everybody informed about the funds that hopefully will be released on the federal level. So, again, we can provide some relief to our small businesses and those individuals that are hurting.
That's wonderful. And also, you know, we've been talking a lot about the hospitality and the bar and restaurants and how it's instead of going to the store, instead of being around people, send one person to go do the curbside. You're helping the business out. You're getting the food in your house. And we're encouraging people to do that, especially today, to take out the food so that you can keep these businesses alive.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the restaurants, too, are doing the food trucks, so you can just drive right through. I went the other day to one of my favorites, Mama's Kitchen, out on MLK,
yep,
and got wings and mac and cheese and greens, and took them over to all of our fire and police communication personnel who were out there working 24/7. I must admit, I ate a little bit of it myself because it was so good. But yeah, we have to patronize our restaurants and make sure that we're helping them out.
I think it's great, and you know, I've been here a long time, and I've always said this from personal experience and then obviously reading news stories over the years. This community really comes together to help each other out in times of need.
Yep.
I've been here, you know, through a long time, through personal tragedies, through 9/11, through all these things. We definitely come together to help each other out. It's the only way we're going to survive. And that, and to keep washing your hands and staying away from each other. And it seems like that's a pretty small thing to ask. If you just give yourself a couple of weeks of distancing, keep your hands clean, stop touching your face, we could all get back to a regular life faster than probably we're expecting. Mayor, I know that you are, I know that you're super busy. I just want to tell you that as a community, we appreciate you being as visible as you are, and we have two great leaders here with you and then with Chad Chronister constantly being out, keeping us informed. It stops us from getting worried. And we know that we'll all get through it.
No doubt. Yep, that's the thing. You know, just stay calm. And what I say, too, is that the seriousness of this virus is in its contagiousness. So we need to beat it out with making kindness contagious in our community. And we will definitely get through this together.
Great. And, you know, we're here. If you need to get the message out or talk to the people, you're always welcome to join the show. And I thank you.